Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Another headline from the front page. Lawmakers hit high points of session by Ruth Campbell. Funding to renovate the Mesa Building at University of Texas Permian Basin, added mental health care capacity, and keeping up with the pace of transportation needs were just some of the topics tackled by State Senator Kel Seliger and Republican Brooks Landgraf. Seliger, an Amarillo Republican, and Landgraf, an Odessa Republican, spoke during a legislative update luncheon at the Odessa Country Club Tuesday, organized by the Odessa Chamber of Commerce. Moderated by Pat Kentry, Regional Vice President and publisher of the Odessa American, it was attended by about 200 people. Both lawmakers hit the highlights of the regular and special legislative sessions. Seliger noted efforts to add more mental health beds to the Permian Basin. Basin legislators and hospital CEOs worked together to bring what will be a behavioral health facility that will be located between Odessa and Midland as soon as 2024. Landgraf said the Permian Strategic Partnership also was involved, along with Seliger and Republican Tom Craddock from Midland, Midland Memorial Hospital, Midland Health Medical Center Hospital, and the Ector County Hospital District Board. Senate Bill 8 legislation directing how the state will spend federal dollars allocated to Texas under the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, was passed out of the House and Senate in October. The legislation includes $40 million for a behavioral health center that will be constructed and operated by the hospital districts of Midland and Ector County. That's one thing that this region needs, is the ability to treat mental health. And I think this is going to be a compounding effect. Not only are we able to treat people who need that type of treatment and don't have good access to it now, it's going to create teaching opportunities for University of Texas Permian Basin, for the Texas Tech University Health Science Center, for Odessa College, and for Midland College. It's really going to revolutionize the way we can treat mental health in the Permian Basin, and it's something that we've been poorly equipped to do up to this point, Landgraf said. Landgraf also noted the passage of HB 103, the Lila Hernandez Act, to create the Texas Active Shooter Alert System. In a news release after its passage, Landgraf said this alert system could have saved the lives of some of many constituents back in 2019, like high school student Lila Hernandez. The goal of this legislation is to save lives and prevent mass violence while protecting the constitutional rights of law-abiding Texans. Seliger added that a bill providing $45 million in tuition revenue bonds for UTPB was passed in the last session. Something you can really be proud of is UTPB will probably get more per dollar than any other institution in the state of Texas, and it shows, Seliger said. Landgraf said the Mesa Building is one of the oldest buildings on campus, and it's absolutely showing its age. UT Permian Basin has undergone transformative growth in recent years, and we want to make sure the facilities on campus reflect that dynamic growth. So we think that's going to help further the mission of the university and the great work that they're doing, Landgraf said. He added that transportation infrastructure has always been important to him. We are keeping our record-breaking funding for transportation infrastructure here in the Permian Basin, particularly in the Odessa TxDOT district, which covers 12 counties here in the Permian Basin. The oil patch is a different animal. We have different transportation needs, and we have to treat the oil patch differently, and we have to make sure that our infrastructure growth is being accommodated. We have great talent in our region that can help build the roads. We just need to make sure that they're getting the resources. On redistricting, Landgraf said West Texas is keeping all 16 of its Texas House of Representatives seats, all the Texas Senate seats in West Texas, and all 4 rural U.S. congressional seats. The composition of the districts has changed, though, as some counties have been moved out and others in. But it's absolutely important that we keep our voices, we keep them strong in the halls of the Texas Capitol and the U.S. Capitol, and through the redistricting process, we were able to do that. That's also something I'm very proud of, Landgraf said. Selger noted that a bill he carried and was passed with Landgraf's help says if you are going to lease to a federal government, you have to inform local officials. This occurred in May when the federal government moved unaccompanied migrant children to what was a man camp in Midland County. The camp closed in June. Landgraf said there were tremendous victories in pro-life and Second Amendment issues. Despite some controversy on some of these issues, Landgraf said he thinks they were able to address Second Amendment and right to life, for example, as well as bread and butter matters. On the power grid, Landgraf said Texans deserve better than what they got during the winter storm, Uri, in February. We did quite a bit of through Senate Bill 2, Senate Bill 3, and then a whole host of others to impose new weatherization requirements to change the way that ERCOT and PUC are governed. Those are very important reforms, but he said they are about halfway there. He said they should use their time between now and 2023, the next legislative session, to take an even deeper dive to make sure they come up with policies that provide long-term solutions to make sure that a catastrophic grid failure like we saw in February never happens again, Landgraf said. Quick hits. Art Tales. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, has scheduled Art Tales. Iggy Peck Architect by Andrea Betty for ages 3 to 5 and their grown-ups from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today in the Art House during inclement weather. Admission is free. Visit noelartmuseum.org. ECRW meeting. The Ector County Republican Women has scheduled a meeting today at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, 305 East 5th Street. Meet the speakers at 10:30 a.m. with lunch and meeting at 11:30 a.m. Guest speaker will be Lauren Spivak. ECRW welcomes both men and women or anyone running for public office. Reservations are required. For reservations or more information, call 432-847-7283. Public art dedication. First Basin Credit Union, 7100 East Highway 191, has scheduled a public art dedication, Hadley Sale, at 6 p.m. today. The Hadley Sale sculpture, designed and crafted by North Carolina artist Jim Hirschfeld, consists of a 35-foot vertical column containing five graceful polyhedrons or cells extending 8 feet at their widest point. The symbol of five stacked cells emulates a column of wind known as the Hadley Cell, named after George Hadley. For more information, call 432-248-8299. Man listed in critical condition after assault, by OA News at OAOA.com. A 40-year-old Oklahoma man is listed in critical condition, a medical center health system official told the Odessa American on Tuesday morning after he was assaulted by a 33-year-old man at a brewery on the east side of Odessa. Medical Center Health System Director of Public Relations, Trevor Tankersley, stated via email that 40-year-old Lester Robert Bland of Oklahoma is listed in critical condition. Jose Bilardo, 33, of Oklahoma, was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, causing serious bodily injury, a second-degree felony. The reported assault happened early Tuesday at Frisky Brewery located at 7050 Trace Hernandez Boulevard, an OPD press release stated. The investigation reportedly showed that Bilardo was involved in an altercation with Bland. Bland was struck several times in the head and rendered unconscious. Bilardo was transported and booked into the Ector County Law Enforcement Center on Tuesday morning, jail records show. Anyone with information or anyone that witnessed this altercation is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS. The investigation continues. Landgraf talks with Odessans at Town Hall, by OA News at OAOA.com. State Republican Brooks Landgraf of Odessa hosts a town hall on Monday evening at Odessa College. During the event, Landgraf provided an update on actions taken by the Texas legislature in 2021 and fielded questions from those in attendance, the press release stated. This was reportedly the first of four town halls that Landgraf is scheduled to host in November and December. One is in each of the four counties he serves as a member of the Texas House of Representatives. I'm thankful to everyone who was able to make it out to the town hall, Landgraf stated in the press release. The turnout was great, and so were the questions and food. I want to thank Trina Morales for providing an incredible La Margarita meal, as well as Odessa College for making this town hall one of the best I've ever been a part of. Landgraf fielded questions regarding, among other things, his work as chair of the House Environmental Regulations Committee, federal vaccine mandate concerns, broadband development, and the Lila Hernandez Act legislation Landgraf passed to create the Texas Active Shooter Alert System, the press release detailed. Odessans truly care about their neighbors. We are a patriotic bunch who love our state and country. We won't back down from a fight. After several extra months in Austin this year, it is energizing to come back home and get in front of my friends and neighbors to report back and answer questions. It is my honor and great joy to serve as the voice for my hometown in the halls of the Texas Capitol," Landgraf concluded in the press release. Ector County Library announces availability of Hoopla by OA News at OAOA.com. The Ector County Library announced on Monday that it now provides access to Hoopla digital media for its patrons. Hoopla reportedly offers the ability to check out ebooks, movies, television episodes, audiobooks, graphic novels, and music. These items can be streamed or downloaded, which allows increased access over other digital providers. All library patrons with a current library card will be able to access Hoopla and the materials at no charge, the press release stated. Patrons are asked to contact the library with any questions or concerns about this media. Clarinet Professor Helps Teach Win Students by Michael Bauer. For the past week, world-renowned clarinet player and professor Oscar Espina Ruiz has been in the Permian Basin going to different schools to give woodwind players tips on how to be better performers. Espina Ruiz, who is now a professor of clarinet at the University of North Carolina Schools of the Arts in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, has been described as a masterful soloist and has traveled all over the world performing at many different orchestras and ensembles. Espina Ruiz has been in the area courtesy of Cassatt in the basin. This was the second time in 3 years that Espina Ruiz has made the trip to the Permian Basin. I participated 2 years ago, and the first time they had a woodwind faculty in the area, and it worked pretty well, Espina Ruiz said. Now that the pandemic is rescinding, it was a good time to come down, and Cassatt in the Basin brought me back here. Espina Ruiz began his tour around the basin last Thursday, visiting Midland High, UTPB, Odessa High, the Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale, Trinity School, Compass Academy, and Midland Legacy. He will finish up Wednesday with stops at Midland Legacy and Permian High School. I spent nearly a week working with talented students working in the different high schools in the area, Espina Ruiz said. It's been fantastic. Espina Ruiz has been performing the Brahms E flat major sonata with pianist Sharon Santorilla at a few different stops. Santorilla is a fantastic pianist, and we've been performing a couple of times, Espina Ruiz said. We've had the opportunity to play for students, and I give them some feedback when they play for me. Sometimes we talk about the fundamentals of posture and breathing with the entire wind section. It's a little different with some students. Here at the university, I have been coaching chamber music. It's been a lot of fun. It's been great. UTPB freshman and clarinet player Kimberly Lopez from Midland said she learned a bunch from Espina Ruiz. He helped me a lot with how I played clarinet because I've always played it in a weird way, so he taught me how to fix that, said Lopez, who is a graduate of Midland High and majoring in music. He also taught how to tune my instrument and how to use my air more, so he taught me a lot more than what I've learned over the years. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Infections usually treated with incision and drainage. Dear Dr. Roach, I watch a lot of skincare videos by dermatologists. Sometimes they will have a patient who has a very infected and inflamed blackhead, boil, or cyst. It seems like the main treatment is oral antibiotics. My question is, how come we don't inject antibiotics into infected areas like this? Why do we take them by mouth or IV? Would they just sit in the tissue and not go where they are supposed to? Answer. The definitive treatment for an infection in a closed space, like an abscess, boil, or infected cyst, is to incise, means to cut it open and drain it. It is effective and no antibiotics are usually needed. Injecting antibiotics into an abscess or other closed space might work, but it might not. The oxygen and pH are not optimal for antibiotics to work, and antibiotics work best when the patient's white blood cells come in and finish up the job. A milder infection can sometimes be treated with oral antibiotics, but serious infections with pus need drainage.
This is the Dear Abby column. Sudden appearance of STD rattles lengthy marriage. Dear Abby, I have been married 45 years. It may not be the most loving or agreeable marriage, but it has always been steady, nonviolent, and monogamous. Last year I had COVID, and I now have long-term symptoms with compromised immunity. I recently had a bad outbreak of genital herpes. My doctor told me it can lay dormant for many years. But 45? My husband swears he has been faithful, and part of me believes him. I want to believe him, but I know I have never cheated. Neither of us ever had problems with breakouts, other than one many years ago we thought was probably heat rash when he worked outside in the summer. This has caused me to lose trust in him and wonder if he's lying. Our sex life, which had always been healthy, has stopped. Have you ever heard of herpes being dormant for this long? I'm so embarrassed and angry. I haven't told anyone. I have never heard of this. Signed, Perplexed in Missouri. Dear Perplexed, genital herpes is a common ailment for which there are treatments. My research tells me herpes can lie dormant for years without a flare-up. If your doctor isn't aware of what's going on, this is the person you should consult for the answer to that question. If your husband has given you no other reason to distrust his faithfulness, please give him the benefit of the doubt. P.S. You stated that your sex life has now ceased. Was this your idea or your husband's? This is another conversation you should have with your doctor, and I hope you will do it soon. Dear Abby, I am a straight male who has a long-term friendship with a lesbian co-worker I'll call Mickey. I have always had an interest in her, but never suggested anything due to her sexual orientation. Recently, Mickey told me she has feelings for me, too. We go out a couple of times a week now, and the relationship has changed from the flirtatious one it was for years to something more. We have gone back and forth, and now we're discussing buying a home together, which has me confused. I can only imagine how confused she must feel. I love and care for her and have told her so. Maybe that was a bad idea. I am debating putting my feelings aside to make it easier for her to deal with her sexuality, but I love her and don't want to lose with her. Please advise me on how to proceed. Signed, Confounded in California. Dear Confounded, you and Mickey need to have a series of conversations. Among the topics should be where your relationship may be leading in light of the fact that she identifies as lesbian rather than bisexual. Is marriage in the picture? Will buying a house together be an investment or a commitment on the part of both of you? Will each of you put in an equal amount of money? It goes without saying that the arrangement should be formalized in the office of an attorney, so you both are protected in case things don't work out. Once you and Mickey have done this, the answer to your dilemma will be apparent. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.